Boker Tov, everyone. We started last time, Simon Tafayin Zayin, the bottom page 174. We'll be on to page 175. Let's be Mamshik over here in the Dinim of Tzafun, which is the Dinim of Afikomen. We talked last time that Lechatchila once was have two Kazaisim. Okay, really, Mikadina, one Kazais is fine. For sure, even according to you, you have two Kazaisim, one machine matzah will be good enough. According to Moreno Rabbeinu, Rav Nemetzal, you'll say all these Shitas. Says the Mechaber again, we'll read through the Mechaber again. The middle matzah that you put away to the side, this is the time we're going to have for Tzafun. Zecher lePesach neachala asava. It is a zecher to the Korban Pesach. At this point, that's when they would eat it at the end of the suda. It's the last thing you're going to have. V'yochlanim ba'aseba v'lo yivarech alav. You're going to have to eat it with a seba, and you do not make a brach on it. We remember once again, if you didn't do a seba, we discussed what you do in that case. Now, v'yizayil achlo kodem chatzos. And then he says you do it. You have to make sure that you go ahead and eat the afikomen before chatzos. V'yaktim atzmo shigam ha'leikar kodem chatzos. And the Ramah adds in that really one should be makdim himself that he should finish halal before chatzos. Okay? Now, before we get to chatzos, there's one of the very cute har over here. Sikon hey, says the Mishnah Berurah here, why he brings it down over here and not in motzi matzah. That's a good shiloh over here. But he says, it's brought in the Ber Heitev also, b'shem the shlo, kotem shlo. Ra'iti b'mnei Ali, I saw very big people who are steigen people. Shayim b'nashkin ma'matzos, they would kiss the matzos, the amarur and the marur. V'chein ha'sukkah b'knisasov yitziyoso, and they kiss the sukkah when they come in on the sukkah, and they leave the sukkah. V'chein arba minim shebalulav, they would kiss the arba minim. V'akol l'chibuv mitzvah. It is all part of chibuv mitzvah. V'ashrei mi she'ovin Hashem b'simcha, and praise be to the person who worships Hashem b'simcha. The Shari Tshuva over here has a little bit of this. Is a nice thing or not a nice thing? At the end of the day, this is how we pass it. That it is a nice thing even to go ahead and kiss the mitzvah. Why he brings over here by Afikomen in that hurry when we had Mautzi Matzah, the first time we were going to kind the mitzvah, maybe it's hinting the fact that maybe he holds that Rashi and Rash Bummer, the Iker Shita, this is the Iker Meth Matzah of the night. It doesn't really matter, but that's the point over here. Whether one is knowing to do it or not knowing to do it, the Iker is to realize that how great the mitzvahs are, and we should be doing them b'simcha. If you see people going ahead and kissing the mitzvahs, this is the mekor of why they do it. Now, moving into the Iker Din of today, and that is finishing the afikomen, or that manner for the halal, before chatzos. The mechaber over here quotes that you're supposed to finish the afikomen. You should use Zoyer to finish the afikomen before chatzos, and the Ramah adds in also halal. The Gra actually points out that really that means not even the halal, it's really the fourth kos. It's in order to get all the mitzvahs in of the night before chatzos. What is this coming from? This is all coming from the end of Arbei Pesachim. We have gotten there. Daf Kufchaf Amun Beis. It brings a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Actually, he brings Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah over there. It says over there, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah holds that you have to finish the mitzvahs of the night by chatzos. Why? Because that's when the Korban Pesach, when he yelled, had to be finished before Chatzos. So to over here, it's specifically talking about the Afikomen over here, but who had been really, it's talking about all the mitzvahs if for some reason. Something that was pushed off, you would have to finish the mitzvahs before Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva held, you have all night long up until Alos HaShachar to mekayim your mitzvahs of the night. Now, how do we pass on Alos HaRazayah versus Rabbi Akiva? You see over here, the Lashon, the Makabra is V'Zoya. You should be careful to finish before chatzos. It's unclear if he's mamish pasting like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or he should be machmer like Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The reason is because we have a tremendous machlokas in the Rishonim brought down over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maslavie Zoyer. Because on one hand, we have a Stam Mishnah over here that sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Usually passed like Stam Mishnas. However, we have another cloud that we generally hold by. That's Halacha Karabi Akiva Mechaviro Velo Mechavirav. When Rabbi Akiva has a machlokas with one Tana, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to many tonight when we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. And over here, it's one machlokas with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We should pass like Rabbi Akiva. So we have two rules that are fighting against each other over here in Psak Halacha. The Bir Halacha, five lines in after bringing down the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, he says, "V'yesh plukta bein Rishonim im halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mishum d'yesh harbe stamei mishnei kavase." Because there are many stam mishnas like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, "Oh k'Rabbi Akiva mishum d'halacha k'Rabbi Akiva michaveiro." Das haRambam veRava Magidu bali iter of Orza Ruah b'shem Arim Korbil. Leaf soaked his manachis matzah kol alai. They all paskin like Rabbi Akiva. They have all night long to fulfill your mitzvahs. Some say even the Rif holds like this. However, if you go to the next page, Achein, first line up, says Achein, Yesh Harbe Migdal Rishon Nisvili Lachar Chatzos Lo Yotzei De Chomasa. Many Rishonim hold you're not Yotzei like the Shita Lo Zerban Azari after Chatzos. Vein Arabin El Chanan, Perk Ayb Pesachim. Vyasmag Bishem Arriba Al Tosos. V'am Mordechai b'sos sachim v'rabin Yeruchim v'chem etzadi orza ro gankein ayin shad lo yatsa min haTorah v'rokeach v'arash v'arash v'aram mistapki b'zeh. And there are some Rishonim who are mistapik b'zeh. V'kato they say al ken yish li zayir shel la'acher yoter mechatzos. You can see the lashon and the mechaber is really coming from these that we really have a suffix. We don't know. Do we pass like Rabbi Zana b'zayah or like Rabbi Akiva over here? Therefore, one should be zayir to be machmer for like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Therefore, says the Beralach of Yeshmi Arisham Shekatu, Dafilu Rabbi Akiva Rakli Nidaraisa. Someone at Taina that even Rabbi Akiva who says you have all night long, that's only Midaraisa. Aval Mishumar Chokam Moded Aser. But just like by Kriyat Shema, we really should have all night long to read Kriyat Shema. But we're Marchik Artsma from not reading Kriyat. Therefore, we say only do it to Chatzos. So to some say, Rabbi Akiva would agree, Midarabanan, you would have to finish your mitzvahs until Chatzos. That's how the Gra understands it. This is the bottom line. If for whatever reason you were stuck and you didn't eat your matzah or your mother in the mitzvahs until after chatzos, for sure we would tell you to go ahead and eat them in order to mekayim elisa according to Rabbi Akiva. The Shem Alach Min HaTorah Zman HaKol HaLayla. Alkopanim lo yivarech alachilas matzah desafik brachos lahakel. In terms of brachos, if one ended up having a seder too late at night and he didn't say alachilas matzah or alachilas maror yet, lemaisi we would say not to make a bracha on these mitzvahs because maybe the lachas like Rabbi Elazar Nazariah that you only have until chatzos. Okay, therefore that's in terms of the brachas and to mekayim your mitzvahs. So we over here we definitely try and eat even the afikomen, even though we're not making a bracha on the afikomen. But if that is the ikar matzah night or whether it's just a zecher ba'alma, we want to do it at the time, the appropriate time, and that is until chatzos. And that's what the Bir Halacha is saying. If it goes past that, we don't really care. We say, go ahead and eat the mitzvahs, but we never make a bracha on these things. This could be a nafkamina for, let's say, a nurse or a doctor who might have to have a shift the night of Pesach, and he might only have a few moments before chatzos to go ahead and eat. So what should he do? So Mishnah Berurah also actually talks about this, or someone that say he was in the army. Whatever it might be, any other type of onus that it would happen. Siv katan vav. He says, v'yizayir. She came and she was zechel pesach tzarich lachlo bezman pesach leaf. We come in zechel pesach the carbon pesach. Therefore, you should eat it at the zman carbon pesach. Va pesach in el chal al chatzos elisa korn al azar ben azaria. The kol she came kezayis harishin uvarchal achilas matzah. Kol she came the first time at motzi matz. She tzarich lizar maot shelo laacharat chatzos. Don't do it till after chatzos. Don't do it after chatzos. Like his maskana in the Beralach. The Mishnah Berurah also has the same maskana. Even though Mara is only midrabban, maybe you could say bar meikol. No, that also you should do before chatzos. Vim echar yochlanu blo bracha. Vim hichshi lo kodem amiras agada ad samach lechatzos. If you're standing. Let's say chatzos is 12:40 at night, and you're at 12:15 at night. You only have about 25 minutes, or it's 12:30, whatever it is. You only have a little bit of time. What should you then do? You haven't started your seder yet. What do you do? Says the Hishla Kodam here says Gada and Samach Lachatzos. You kaddish, you do kiddish. V'yisakosh Rishon. V'yitol Yadon. Then you should quickly wash your hands. V'yavarich Hamotzi v'alchilas Matzav Yochal. V'gam yavarich Alamara. Take up Kodam Chatzos and eat the Mara before Chatzos. At least then you got in the Matzah and the Mara before Chatzos. That's the Agada and the Suda. Moraine of Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson points out over here. If you still have a couple minutes before chatzos, don't go ahead and start saying the Haggadah in order. Say the Iker parts of the Haggadah. Yomer at Iker Haggadah. First, he says, talk about how terrible it was in Mitzrayim, and then how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved it. Even if you're not saying the words of the Haggadah, but that's the Iker part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chein, she yask her, inyan Pesach Matzah Morah, then say the Gerom Gamliel, and at least mention Pesach Matzah Morah, who he said you're not really Yotzei, see where it's Yotzei, without mentioning the Pesach Matzah Morah. Okay, so that is what one should do, a nurse, a doctor, some in the army, any type of onus, if you have the last couple minutes, make sure you do Kiddush, because you can't eat without Kiddush. Kiddush, Matzah, Morah, see where it's Yotzei, at least got into the Iker Mitzvah of the night. You're not going to get in Dal Kosek. So that you have to also have to say with the whole Agada. Okay? But at least you'll mekayim it with Rabbi Akiva if you can do it later on. The end of the day, even though this is the psak of the Mechaber, there were many gedoli achronim who were not so careful to eat the afi coming after chatzos. At the end of the day, it's a zecher ba'alma. They would eat the matzah in the morning, obviously, before chatzos. But the afi coming, they didn't want to speed up their sipur yitzias mitzrayim, where they have the mitzah, kol ha-mesapir yitzrayim, reizim ha-shubach. So therefore, they didn't want to speed up their sipur yitzrayim. They wanted to eat their wife's food, I guess. Also, the Chasim Sofer and the Tziv were known to say that they were not makpid on Chatzos and Afikomen, and I imagine many of your families don't make it to the Afikomen by Chatzos. Those who have a very long Magid, a very long Shulchan Aruch, okay, there, then those people usually don't make it to Chatzos. Your Seder is going to 2, 3 in the morning, so you're not making it to Chatzos in general. And you have what to rely on, the Chasim Sofer and the Netziv. However, Shlomo Zalman and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol, they are very makbid for not only to do Mekayim the Afikomen before Chatzos, but Ksoy Rav Nevinsol was always very, very makbid. They'll make sure those who are going to the privilege to eat by his Seder, those who have eaten the Seder in the past, will see they're makbid to even do Hallel on the fourth coast to finish before Chatzos. You can do that also without, you don't have to hurry up, see where it's even striped. Maybe hurry up a little Shulchan Aruch a little bit, you'll eat a little bit less maybe. But to Mekayim, the Ramah over here, they were very, very makbid to go ahead and do that. Okay, so there are different minhagim over here. The Mechaber is definitely telling you to be makbid, at least on Afikomen. The Ramah is telling you to be makbid also on Hallel, on Chatzos. Comes the Avnei Nezer. Comes the Avnei Nezer with a very, very beautiful chap, the famous Tnai of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, I have a right. What's the problem? Let's say your parents are not so makbid on Afikomen for Chatzos. So you want to be makbid, okay? So obviously they announce, I'm going to eat the Afikomen, duh, duh, duh. That's not the right thing to do. But he has, says the Avnei Nezer, I have an eitzah for you. What could you do? What's really the problem? So have a kazaisa matzah. In the middle of Shulchan Aruch, go ahead and have a kazaisa matzah. That will be your Afikomen. What's the problem? The problem is, ein maftir nachar pesach Afikomen. You're not allowed to eat anything after you have the Afikomen. That's the real problem of finishing before Chatzos. If you just, it was to have a kazayis and matzah, l'shem afikomen before Chatzos, that would be easy. The problem is, you're not allowed to eat after the afikomen. So comes the Avnei Nezer, and he says this whole halacha of eim aftir achar pesach afikomen, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, ends at Chatzos. You can only not eat, once Chatzos comes, the mitzvahs of the night are done. You don't have to worry about eating after Chatzos. However, we have a suffix, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would hold you can't eat the rest of the night. After you have the Afikomen, that lasts until the morning. We see we have a suffix, how we pass it. So says the Avnei Nezer, you go ahead and do like this. Take a kazayis matzah. You're in the middle of Shulchan Aruch. At 12:40 chatzos, 12:35, take a kazayis matzah, and you'll eat it l'shem Afikomen. You don't have to tell anyone. You'll do a little bit of a seba. No one will realize, and you'll have a kazayis matzah at that point. And then you'll continue it. Then you wait till 12:40 chatzos comes. Okay, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would hold, I can eat now. I go ahead and eat. Oh, what about Rabbi Akiva? So when you're done with Shulchan Aruch, when the rest of the Seder then goes ahead and has their tzafun, has their, you'll have another kazayis matzah to Mekayim Rabbi Akiva. And at that point, you won't eat the rest of the night. Okay, that's the tznai of the Avnei Nezer. The Brisker Rav even held that, the Shulchan Aruch Rav held, you don't even have to make up the first tnai on this. You don't even have to say a tnai about this. You can just go ahead and do it, and it'll be totally fine. And therefore, you're Mekayim both shitas about finishing the Afikomen before Chatzos. According to everyone, the Kuliah, both Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, you're Mekayim, your dinim of Afikomen, and your dinim of Emaftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. You're stuck with one problem, though. What's the problem? This is the reason why Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol does not love this Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. Because Lashitaso, this only helps for the Afikomen. This does not help if you want to be Makbid on Hallel before Chatzos. This only helps you for the Afikomen. So if you only want to Mekayim the Mechaber, take the Afikomen for Chatzos, it's a very good Dargo. So the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer works beautifully. But if you want to Mekayim the Din of also finishing Hallel in the fourth coast before Chatzos, the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer is not going to help. Marina Rabbeinu Nevinsol is quoted in that green Helchos Pesach Kol Sefer called Mikrei Kodesh. He is quoted over there that he does not love this Tanai. I need to get through Seat Bays also. There's not as much over here. Let's see it inside. If you forgot, this could very much happen. You eat your Suda, and you go ahead and bench, and you forgot to eat the Afikomen. What happened? So we didn't get to benching yet. All you did was wash Mayim Achronim. The postman asked why. Mayim Urchatz is the siman in the Seder. Rachsa is the siman in the Seder. Why not Mayim Achronah? Why did Mayim Achronah make it into the Seder of the Haggadah? Okay, good shiloh. You wash Mayim Achronim, and then you realize, oh, Shamar Havalan of the Varach, or you announce, let's bench. And now you realize you need Afikomen. Ochal Afikomen, you still go ahead and eat Afikomen that's supposed to be below Birkas HaMotzi, and you don't even have to make a Birkas HaMotzi. The Mishnah Berurah here, Sivkot and Ches, says this is a big chiddush. Because generally, if you have a suda on Shabbos, and you say, let's bench, Havlan and Levarach, or you wash Mayim Achronim, and then you decide to have more to eat, it's Pashit, you have to make a new bracha on that eating. Okay, you had a Hesach Hadas. So why not over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches, he says, over here, we're at a Kaddish Baruch Hu's table right now. We don't care about our own das. The first point is we have to do what Hashem wants us to do. This is not a real Hesach Hadas. Because we want to do Kaim Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is the Yidafi Komen right now. Therefore, even though the rest of the year this will be a Hesach Hadas, and you will require a new bracha, over here at Lel Seder, we will not require a new bracha if you wash Mayim Achronim. You said, Havla Nevarach, before eating the Afikom. V'im lo nizkar et sheberach berachas ha-mazon. If you already said berachas ha-mazon, im nizkar kodim sheberach borei priagofen. If you remember before saying borei priagofen, I mean the coast of berachas ha-mazon, so now, you're already benched. At this point, it's for sure Hesach Hadas. Yitol Yadav, you have to wash your hands again. V'yavarech ha-motzi, v'yochal ha-afikomen, and you'll eat the afikomen. This is different if you just forgot a sable. Before we thought you forgot a sable. You ate the afikomen, but you forgot a sable. Over here, you didn't eat the afikomen at all. So this is a different halacha. If you didn't eat the afikomen at all, you have to now go back and eat the afikomen. Okay, as long as before the third coast, you don't have to make bench again because now you had another kazayas of lechem of matzah, and you'll bench it now on the coast, and you'll have the third coast for benching. Okay, so that's what you do if you remembered during benching, you forgot afikomen before you drank the coast. But if you forgot after you already had the third coast, lo yocha afikomen, we're not going to eat the afikomen anymore. Why? On the fact that we are Mekaymer Mitzvah Matzah and Motzi Matzah, Shekulan Shmura Sein Mishas Lisha, because they were properly watched for the Shas Lisha. We had a Shmura Matzah already, a Motzi Matzah. You're Mekaymer, your Mitzvah of Matzah. What's the problem? Why can't I go ahead and eat another Afikomen? Because if I eat another Afikomen, I'm going to have to bench again. If I have to bench again, I'll need another Kos. And then I'll be Mosival Kos. I'll end up with five Kosas, as we saw earlier on. We don't like to be Mosival Kosas, and since I'm already Mekayim, my Mitzvah Daraisa Matzah, we'll leave that over. However, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, this is only according to the Shitas that you are Chayiv to bench on a Kos. However, we Paskin, you're not Chayiv to bench on a Kos. Most people don't bench on a Kos. It's a nice thing. It's a good thing. Therefore, in this case, if you bench on the coast and you drink the coast already, you'll go back, wash the tilsi a dime again, eat the afikomen, and then you go ahead and bench without a coast. Okay, and that's what you do. You'll get an afikomen, and you won't have a problem of benching of mosivala coasts. Okay, that's in a place where they had motzi matzah, they had proper shmura matzah and motzi matzah. Those are a machmer to have. Shmura matzah, they were watched the matzahs already from the time they cut the wheat. Not from Mishasli, not from the time they kneaded the dough, from the time they cut the wheat much earlier on, and they didn't have that at Motzi Matzah. They were waiting to have that for the Afikomen. Afilo Nizka Arachar Halal, even if you remember, after Halal, Yito Yadu Varacha Motzi Yocha Afikomen, you're going to have the Afikomen, because now that's the Iker Matzah of the night, if that's one, if you're having the special Shmura Matzah there. The Yasli Varacha Lakos, you'll go back and bench and a Kos again. The Inlochosh Masha Motzi Valakos, if you don't care that you're Motzi Valakos is. Okay, and then the last thing over here is something that might have happened to you. The kids go and steal the afikomen, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. They go ahead and hide it, and either they fall asleep or they don't remember where they hid it. What do you do then? V'nevet afikomen yochel kazayis achar matzah shmura acheres. Just take another matzah, shmura matzah from a different place. You won't have the one that you broke off later on. The chachil is not good, but b'di'evet, where you don't know where the afikomen is, okay? Or sometimes the kids could put in a place that's absolutely muksa to go into. I don't know, you have a place, like, all different types of stories that had happened. One time we put it in the back of a seat cushion and someone sat on the whole thing and it turned to crumbles and there was only a little perurim left. Anyways, that is the din over here. over here. And the last thing is the Berahetiv just points out and see, cut and down. You see how much we are careful with our Afikomen. He brings down a minig over here. He says, Nogu, Berahetiv, Sif Dalit. See, cut and out. Nagu lishpor chatichah afikomen. There's a minute to break off a piece of the afikomen. Veliku otav, and to poke a hole in it. Vitolon otav. I don't know. They wear it as a necklace or something. They hang it up. Vein bochashash iser mashenokven otav biyantav. They said people took very, very seriously the afikomen. Those had the schos, and I had the schos when I was shana bet to go to a refol Levin Zatzal's seder. You saw over there how precious the Afikomen was. At the end of the Seder, you would leave off a little Afikomen and give a little piece of the Afikomen to take with you. Afterwards, the Afikomen, we all know, we don't know, but it is in this card that it's Meramis to the Geula, and therefore we take very seriously the Afikomen, and therefore there are all these different mitzvah minhagim that came with Afikomen. Ad kan for today.